Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Dan Fokelberg, the late, great Dan Fokelberg, bringing us back. That song is called Nexus. It's the first album, first song in a double album called Innocent Age. If you don't have it, you should get it. I promise you, it's awesome. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Mike Stollard, author of Connection Culture. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. Michael, as we continue to work with our people, I know people who don't even know when they're going to go back to the office. I already know, and I also know people who are back at the office. So we've got lots of different kinds of workplace scenarios out there. But as we continue to work with our people, and we're the leaders, we're the people they look to, in the military, as an officer, they teach you that you're responsible for whatever your unit does or fails to do. And when you're a leader of a company, that's the same thing for you. What do we need to be thinking about as leaders to communicate, to lead, to connect with our people?
Right, well, we talked about cultivating a mindset of realistic optimism. And another thing we need to do is, and your leaders or your listeners, some and may be familiar with this, others may not. But one of the pieces of research that I think is really helpful is John Gottman, who's a psychology professor at the University of Washington, studied relationships and marriages in particular, and found that when the positive interactions went below a ratio of 5 to 1 negative, that there was a high probability those marital relationships didn't last. He calls it the positive.
Say that again. Ratio. Five positive to one negative.
5 to 1. And it just goes to show, Jim, how
wait, Michael. I want to make sure I understand this. Say that again. Say that ratio. Explain that ratio again. That was fascinating.
So it's 5 to 1.
5 to 1 what?
And when,
Mike. 5 to 1 what? 5 what? And 1 what?
Jim?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Five what?
5 positive to 1 negative.
Wow. And if you've got that ratio, a marriage fails, more likely to fail?
It's the relationship is more likely to fail.
Wow.
So it just shows.
That's a high bar for a knucklehead like me, Mike.
It shows how sensitive we are to negative.
Wow.
Negative interactions. And that we need to cultivate a positive culture. We're supporting one another. We have supportive relationships, and that's what gets people working together. Otherwise, you run the risk that they'll undermine each other.
Yeah. Well, we also need to remember that your negative is my management. Your negative is my expectation. Your negative is my searching for excellence. You know what I mean? We have to make sure that that if you're saying 5 to 1 is the we don't need to be going any worse than that. And I'm not sure how to do that. How do you get that across so that one negative is not something that just because the employee didn't like it? What do you think?
Well, Jim, look at it this way: if I'm giving someone constructive criticism, if they know I'm for them because, I've taken the time to get to know them,
right.
I've encouraged them, they accept that criticism in a much different way than if they feel you're not for them.
Right. So you begin with that, right? And you say, look, if I weren't for you, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You'd be in the unemployment line. That wasn't a very elegant way to say it, but you see what I mean. You start out by telling them, if I weren't for you, if I didn't care about you, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to communicate. Another thing to think about is you know, think of it as a banking relationship. You have to put deposits in the bank account before you can make withdrawals. And in a sense, when you're providing constructive criticism or, you know, there's some negative interaction, that's a withdrawal. So you need to make positive deposits in that relationship bank account too. And that's, you know, when you affirm people, it has to be the real thing. It can't be saccharine. Mm-hmm. It has to be real sugar, as they say. And other things you do that show you care are deposits to the bank account that you then periodically withdraw when you're challenging, you know, you're giving people constructive criticism. But they take it a whole different way if they know you're for them.
Yeah. You know, catching people doing it right, doing something right, catching them doing it right is an important thing to do, isn't it? And you're saying take it whenever you see something that can be applauded or you can lift them up for, take that advantage. That's a deposit because you may have to make a withdrawal day after tomorrow. What do you think?
Yeah, I know that you've mentioned that before, Jim. I know that's important to you, and I completely agree. Really be sensitive to that and jump on those opportunities when they're there to affirm people for mm-hmm. the things they're doing right.
Yep. Otherwise they think you're always fussing at them. Hey, Mike, good job today. Give us the website one more time.
It's connectionculture.com.
Can they find the books there?
Yes, they can.
All right. Hey, Mike, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Michael Stollard, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.